Stephen Moore is the chief economist, says so on the business card. Chief economist at the Heritage Foundation, Wall Street Journal contributor, and also a member of the Trump transition team. And we welcome him most Monday mornings at about the same time. And Stephen Moore joins us now. Stephen, first question, I guess, if the Dow is cooling off and oil prices are going north, what does that mean to guys like me for the foreseeable future?
Hi, guys. Good morning. Well, look, the economy has hit a little bit of a bump in the road. I'm still really optimistic, as you know. I think that we're going to get to 4% growth, but I think there's been a hiccup here, and I think it's because of a couple things. I think one is that the healthcare bill faltered, and the second is Republicans are just not acting with any kind of degree of urgency on this tax cut. And I think that when the election was over and people were so ecstatic about the idea of a big pro-business tax cut coming that would really help businesses expand and hire more workers. And now that seems to be, I think, temporarily a little bit stalled out. So my advice to Trump is really start getting this stuff done. I think people and investors and workers are getting nervous about this. And I think that's one of the reasons the last couple of weeks, the economic news has shown a little bit of a slowdown. We saw retail sales were down. The jobs report we got a couple of weeks ago was not bad, but it wasn't very good. And I'm anticipating once we get this tax bill done, and I'm hoping we get it done this summer, I think you're going to see a real resumption of strong growth.
Also looks like, I would imagine through all of this that the government's going to have to borrow a little bit more money. And what about whenever we go and we drop a bomb over on Afghanistan and we've got this issue going on over in North Korea? I mean, that always scares people off a little bit too, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure it does. But, I've always made a point, and I'm not a foreign policy expert or a military expert by any means, but, you need to, if you want a functioning economy, you need a world that's stable. And the idea that you'd have this crazy man, in North Korea with a nuclear bomb, I mean, that is very disabling to the world economy. So, by the way, Reagan proved that you can, we won the Cold War in the 1980s. And we had a robust U.S. economy. So I think those things can go hand in hand, frankly. But I just think Trump's hit a little bit of a rut here where he just can't seem to get this stuff going on the domestic agenda. And I talked to a lot of investors who were getting a little bit nervous about that. I want to make another point about something John said about the dollar. Trump has been, trying to talk down the dollar, saying the dollar's too strong, and, it has fallen a little bit. And I agree with most of the things Trump wants to do, but I disagree with him on this. I mean, I looked at the last 10, 12 presidents going back all the way to, John F. Kennedy. When you have a strong dollar, you have a strong economy. Strong dollar means strong economy. By the way, strong dollar presidents have tended to be successful presidents. I mean, think of the strong dollar presidents, John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton. Think of the weak dollar presidencies. They haven't gone so well, talking about people like Jimmy Carter and Richard Nixon and George W. Bush. So I think the idea of talking down the dollar is a bad policy. And by the way, it doesn't make us any richer because a lower dollar means every dollar you have in your pocket is worth less.
So when you're traveling abroad, weak dollar good. When you're home here selling abroad, strong dollar good.
Yeah, so basically the people who want the weak dollar are the exporters, right? Because then they feel like their goods are cheaper. But, if you travel abroad, by the way, you want the dollar to be strong, right? I was out in Europe about 3 months ago, and the dollar was really strong then, and that meant we could buy more with our dollars, when you go abroad. So, but my point is that no country ever gets rich by depreciating its currency. And the reason the dollar really rose at the start of the, since the election, was that people wanted to invest. They were bullish on America. They thought, hey, America is the place to invest in. And if foreigners want to invest in the United States, they have to get dollars. So they have to bid up the value of the dollar to get those dollars to invest here. So it's a small point, but I think it's an important point that, we don't want to talk down the dollar. We want the dollar to be strong and healthy. And it was in the 80s and 90s. And boy, the economy boomed back then.
Final question. As a longtime Uber fan of your Chicago Cubs, did you receive one of the World Series rings? And if so, are you going to wear it?
Well, I wasn't on the team, but I love when they hoisted the flag. I guess that was last Monday. And, you know, I use this analogy, by the way, just to circle this back to politics. You know, what Trump needs to do is he needs to hoist one of those, you know, white W signs. You know, he hasn't had a W yet, right? He has, because he didn't win on the health care bill, and the tax bill has stalled out a little bit. So what we need in front of the White House is, can we get one of those, you know, white and blue W flags and hoist it on the, you know, right below the American flag in the White House when we get our tax bill done?
Problem is half the people want it to be a white flag of surrender.
Exactly, but I don't think that's going to happen under Trump.
Yeah.
But look, I just want to reassure people, you know, the economy is going to do fine. Don't get too nervous here. I think all systems are go. There's a little bit of a rut, but it's not going to last long. Okay.
All right, that's optimistic. We appreciate that on a Monday morning. Thank you, Stephen. Have a terrific week.
I'm off to the White House for the Easter egg roll.
Have fun.
Are you dressing up as Easter Bunny this year or no?
I'm the Easter Bunny this year.
Oh, terrific. Don't throw the head.
Tweet out some pictures.
Okay. Okay.
Take care, guys.
See you. Oh, Stephen Moore invited the White House again. Guys, I don't want to rub it in, but...
Yeah, I'm going over to see Donnie.
Going to the White House. I got West Wing parking. I got a West Wing parking pass. Thank you.